RuPaul's Drag Race contestant shocks with costume depicting trans double mastectomy. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 27, 2024. RuPaul's Drag Race star Gottmik, a female who identifies as male and dresses as a woman in drag on RuPaul's show, recently showcased her double mastectomy on the runway. In a bizarre twist, Gottmik drew extra attention to her double mastectomy, bejeweling her scars with red Swarovski crystals to depict blood, and carrying Swarovski crystals made to look like breasts in a clear bag. "This look is something I have been wanting to do for so long, because top surgery absolutely changed my life," Gottmik explained in Friday's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 9. Watch below. "I molded my arms, they're wrapping around me with scalpels. I have Swarovski crystal blood. I have a ponytail, and I have two Swarovski crystal tits in a bag," the drag queen added. In a Sunday Instagram post, Gottmik called her look a piece of art and fashion that represents something that I never thought I'd be vulnerable enough to talk about, let alone wear on the runway of at RuPaul's Drag Race. Social media users expressed their shock and confusion on X, formerly Twitter. RuPaul's Drag Race featured a drag queen acting out undergoing a double mastectomy surgery. "This is what RuPaul and drag promotes. Absolutely disgusting," the popular X account Libs of TikTok wrote. "This is Gottmik, Kate Gottlieb, who is actually a pansexual woman pretending to be a man. Trans, who makes a career out of dressing up as a woman. Please someone make it make sense," another X user reacted. "When I was a kid we were taught to love ourselves no matter what. Now they try to teach kids to hate themselves and even do body-altering surgeries," another commented. "The world has become sick. WTF is this?" another asked. "It really is a mental issue. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen done on a runway in promotion of gender ideology," another wrote. "Shame on it, RuPaul." Another X user simply stated, "This is one of the worst things I have ever seen," while another said, "What the fck? This is a whole new level of disturbing," one X user reacted. As Breitbart News reported, there has been an influx of what are known as detransitioners since the hype around transgenderism has taken America's youth by storm. Late last year, Pragaroo launched a documentary titled "Detrans: The Dangers of Gender-Affirming Care" that exposed the terrible truth inside medical facilities around the country, with one former transgender person explaining, "The ideology that has become dominant at these clinics is that trans kids know who they are, and therefore, to question them is completely taboo." Watch the trailer below. Last summer, Lois Cardinal, a Canadian man who expressed immense regret over a 2009 surgery to create an imitation vagina out of an inverted penis, requested to be euthanized, saying death would be preferable to the constant pain from the operation. "I'm in constant discomfort and pain, it's taking this psychological burden on me," Cardinal said. "If I'm not able to access proper medical care, I don't want to continue to do this." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.